قومي مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم امرتك.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Respected listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you want to enumerate, you want to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you do so? No, you can't do so. Allah azza wa jal says in Muslim, Sahih Muslim, and this is the dua that we should be making. Allahumma, when we start begin our du'as, when you start our programs, we want to express gratitude. But Sulaiman alayhi salam, as we said in previous programs, has already taught us a principle. Sometimes you want to express something, but you just have to acknowledge that you cannot. So Ya Allah, you grant me the tawfiq to do so. So when Sulaiman alayhi salam made the dua, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayya wa ala walidayya. Rabbi, O my sustainer, grant me the tawfiq, awzi'ni, give me the ability to express gratitude for the bounty that you have bestowed upon me and my parents. So, he didn't express gratitude as in expressing, but he first acknowledged that this year I don't have the ability. First, grant me the ability. So, similarly, in this fashion, in this manner, moving up in life, even though you're going up, you know, like they say, that, and today's youth understand it well because it's all about the techno world that they are living in. Games has become the order of the day. Instead of producing Mujahideen, they are on the games playing others on different platforms and Soldier of Fortune and these types of games, versing one another. This has become the greatest concern of your life now. But scrap that and come onto this pathway, the pure pathway, which is not going to squander, waste your time. And this is that ability, that one desire to come onto the truth and not squander time, make you. That's what it happens. You become like a vegetable sitting on your couch and playing games, whether on your phone, PlayStation, computer, PC. We should come out of this futility. And then we should come onto this. The Mujahideen, they are not playing games. That is why you'll find that these apartheid Israeli terrorists who are bombing, going in, everything, you'll find every time they have been killed, you'll find the age span more or less 21, 22. But you see at the top, all the 70-year-olds, 60-year-olds, they are all at the top. So they want to bring in this new character, or in fact, they brought him in already previously. He was not part, he left, or whatever it was the case. Now Sa'ar, his name is, he's come back on the scene. Don't waste your time in this. Look at this year. Look at the Mujahideen. Our Palestinians, they under underground operating. Real life, that's what's happening. While we're living in this virtual world, where nothing is real, even the relationships is not real. It's just something that is virtual. So you can be where you are, I'll be where I am, and we'll play this war. But it's just a game at the end, so don't get cross. But games eventually end up in fighting. You know, our elders, our seniors, we're not speaking about ulama, we're speaking about grandparents and that. They say if you laugh too much, you're going to fight. So don't laugh too much. It's not a hadith or anything, but laughing, if you see it in the context of the hadith, what does it do? It deadens the heart. It deadens the heart. And laughing puts you in this mode of what? Puts you in this mode of being totally oblivious of your akhirah. This is laughing, what it does to you. And you laugh so much, eventually you're going to cry. That's what they meant. So you see you see our grandparents, our elderly people, they practiced a lot, but they didn't know the virtue even. They knew, they practiced in practicality, which you say, they were at the top. But in terms of when you say, did they know the virtue even? There you will say, perhaps they didn't have the knowledge, but they were so sincere that even without the virtue, they were ready to practice. So this is where we should be going towards. This is where we should be practicality, practice, myself. And this whole chapter is about, what is it about? It's about taming the nafs. That's what we're going to learn in this whole chapter. So I was saying to you in the different contexts, come out of that. Let's address our nafs. And if you see this chapter, chapter number 2, let's take the word nafs. So if you take the trilateral root in Arabic, the trilateral root, noon, fa, seen. Right? Noon, fa, seen, how many times does it come in the Quran Sharif? They say it comes 298 times in this trilateral root form. If you see in the noun form, it comes 295 times, this word nafs. We have to constantly, I made a mistake just now, you made a mistake just now, constantly reprimanding this nafs. That is what we're supposed to be focusing on. Look, let's look at practicality. You in your situation, I'm in my situation. Looking back at the past is not going to help us move forward if we are not going to look at the past without any regret. Someone came to Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani, rahmatullahi alayhi. And they asked him, how do you prepare talks? What he says that, look, what I want to bring into my life, I make sure in the next majlis, I will make it there. It's part of what I will speak about it. Because my tongue in Jamaat, Tabligh, they say this to you, your tongue is closest to your ear. So when I'm going to speak now, it's going to help me, it's going to assist me, because it's created that bit of regret. You see where the Quran Sharif says, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. See that word nafs came there. The plural of nafs, anfus. وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَ. So you forgot. Do you command the people with goodness and you forgot yourselves? This does not refer to the fact that I cannot tell you what's right to do. If I am giving you this piece of advice, and I know I'm slacking, but I'm giving it to you so that I am also reprimanding myself. So it's going to knock home. It's going to knock harder. And inshallah, over time, I'm also going to want to change this. So that is why you see, you want to bring salah into your life, go open fadhaile amal, virtues of doing actions. Now turn to, what are you going to turn to? You're going to turn towards the virtues of salah. Once you read that virtues of salah, it's going to melt your heart. And now all of a sudden, what you're going to want to do? You're going to want to read salah eventually. That is why, look at the foresight of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi and his honorable uncle, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. How many people just by reading these books came onto deen properly? That is why the importance, if you see, let's take it. Quran Sharif, no doubt. ثَالِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Absolutely no doubt in the Quran Sharif. Right? Come next. Next Sahih Kitab after the Quran Sharif, you'll say Bukhari Sharif, then the books of Ahadith. Right? But let's look at it in this, from this level here. Which is, after the Quran Sharif, which book, Kitab, will you find most in most homes after the Quran Sharif? You're not going to find Bukhari Sharif in every home. See, in your shelves, perhaps there's no, unless you got some scholar in your home or something, then that's a different story. You'll have every volume of every explanation of it as well. So now, but we're not speaking about that. The general, ordinary Yusuf, Muhammad, Abdullah, will he have this here? He won't. He'll have Fadaili Amal across the globe, across the world. And when you read these books, what happens to you? It sparks. It does something. Let me tell you something else. These books are not just written as you think it's just written, like I'm writing some explanation of some book or something in the modern world, or if you take in the secular world. It's not just done haphazardly. There is conditions which the ulama have put down. Some stay in a state of hunger. Some stay in a state of wudu. Some do all of these things. Why do they do all of these things? And then ask yourself this major important question. Why does that what you read have such an impact on your heart? There's got to be some sacrifice. There's got to be some senior that is living today. He was writing a kitab. And this was, we'll say to Mullah A.S., Dear Sayyid Damat Barakatu of the Majlis, he was writing the kitab. If I'm not mistaken, it was the translation of Hazrat Mulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, Ulama-i Chist, all the Ulama-i Chist, and their contributions. And so they asked, will you not eat? He said, how can I eat when I'm writing about such pious people? See, it's got that spiritual aspect to it. And that spiritual aspect has that impact on your life that you see. So you can just imagine Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali's sincereness in his kitab. Then you get all these characters. They will tell you that, you know what, there's weak ahadith and all of that. And there's beautiful answers given by many of our ulama already dealt with this. We're not going to go in that direction. But if you look at it on the whole, it's got an impact. But behind that, behind it is a whole lot of sacrifice. And that is ideally what you and I, we both lacking and slacking in today's world. But if I have to tell you, look, Salah, if I have to tell you this, look this, look this, and I'm lacking in that, if it's going to benefit me and I'm going to, it's going to assist me, make it easier for me, then that's not the meaning of تَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. The meaning of that is where you intentionally, you are instructing, and in the back of your mind, you know very well that you are also not going to practice. Also, you know you are not going to practice. So next majlis or next talk, and this is what we do. What is lacking in my life? And that's how you plan your talk. That's how you plan your talk. And then you will see this is how it will have that impact on our lives. So the nafs we have to speak about today. If you're speaking about the nafs, Lama Busayri Rahimullah is mentioned. And this is now, we said, chapter 2 for you. فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِ بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَذَتْ Surely my soul, which is laden with evil, did not heed the advice. مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ مِنْ جَهْلِهَا For its ignorance, due to its ignorance from the warding by grey hair, old age. If you see, of the previous chapter, the last stanza as well, grey hair, we stressed about it. Just yesterday, I met one young brother, full black beard, mashallah. He looked at few grey hairs and he said, you know, this is the main thing. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. But I said to you, but it comes in hadith, the virtue of it and everything. He said, make dua, I'm weak in this year. He said, make dua, I'm weak in this year. So when you see, we've addressed this already. We've spoken on this year, on grey hair, old age. Let's just repeat one narration for you of Tirmidhi. Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Sami'tu Rasulullah." So, Ka'b ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu, he quotes this hadith. Ka'b ibn Murrah radiyallahu anhu, he says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ I heard Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, مَنْ شَابَ شَيْبَةً فِي الْإِسْلَامِ كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Whoever grows old in Islam, from his young into old age, that for him, he's got this grey hair. Whoever turns grey. And it is in while he's in Islam, practices and trying, striving every single day. كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ That grey hair will be a source of nur for him on the day of Qiyamah. That grey hair will bring about a source or that sense of nur and light on that day of Qiyamah, when everyone is going to be running helter-skelter. Remember this. So there's nothing wrong with it. So what must we already explained many of these things. So we're not going to repeat here, but we're going to give you the mindset. Let's explain to you here the different kinds of nafs. Normally we know it to be three. Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuh in his kitab has mentioned seven levels of the nafs. Seven levels. Right? You know, I was speaking to you earlier and I said to you, the youngster, the youth, they're all involved, attached to this techno world games, and you know all of this, right? So let's speak on your level for one moment. When you're going up the ladder, you've crushed level one already. You've attained what you term is victory on level two, three, four, five, till 10. As you're going up the ladder, are the challenges easier or more difficult? You ask yourself this question. Is the challenges easier or more difficult? So we know that the challenges become more difficult. The challenges, as we're moving on with our lives, it becomes more difficult. And as you're going up the ladder of Deen, you see, as you're climbing up the ladder of Deen, you and I both, we have to understand this well. We made Islam our objective, but don't expect now peace to come your way all along. Yes, your heart will get there, but the build up to it, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. Remember, you are always addicted to this particular way. You're always addicted to smoking. You are always addicted to eating this particular sweet or this particular item. By the way, one person came to, now look at Mulana Ashraf Ali Tami Rahmatullah Alayhi in practice. Someone came to him and asked him for advice with regards to their son. So it was regarding the sweets. So Mulana Ashraf Ali Tami Rahmatullah Alayhi said to the parent that, look, you come back after a certain period of time. So he said, okay, he'll come back. When he came back, then what happened? He said, you know what? Just stopped, gave him a little few nasihat, advice, pieces of advice, golden pieces, and went. The parents said, but we could have came here and you could have told us that the first time. What was the need now to come again, make another appointment, come again, all of this? They wanted to know the wisdom. He said, look, I'm a lover of sweetmeats. I'm going to tell your son not to do it. And I'm doing it. I'm engaged in it. It's going to have a little bit of an effect on. It's not going to have that effect. It's not going to be total. I want it to have a complete effect on him. So therefore, I said, let me cut it out for 3 days and then I'll give the instruction. So sweets, all of this here, if it's nothing, no haram ingredients, then by all means, engage in it. But you see, when you realize the harms of it, then to, okay, we have to pull you out of this because you're looking at it from a health point of view, your teeth, all of this. So then you slowly, gradually want to move away from it. So you got to tame yourself like this. When you're climbing up this ladder of deen, inshallah, Allah make us get to the top. So what happens? It doesn't become easier. It's going to, challenges are more difficult. Until, because remember now you've become a threat to shaitan. All along you were never a threat to shaitan. You were just following your nafs. You were just giving into it and taking pride in it. So shaitan said, leave him. There's no need to make more effort. But you, oh, who is making effort on your nafs, understand well, challenges are going to knock you from this direction, that direction. You must remain firm and focused on your goal, and your goal is what? Islam, 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 Islam. Raditu billahi rabba, Allah's happiness. Islam, happiness with Islam. Raditu billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin nabiyya wa rasoola. You recite this, wajabat lahul jannah, jannah is wajib upon you. So all the different levels of the nafs. Now let's see here, Surah Yusuf, verse 53. Allah Azza wa Jal says, in Yusuf alayhi salam statement here, right? Inna an-nafsa la'ammaratun bis-su. Surely the nafs, what does it give? It gives rise, it gives instruction, it instructs towards what? Towards the evil. Right? So there, it's just the wild nafs. It instructs evil all the time. Now let's go to the next level, yeah. Next level, lawama. Lawama. So we'll turn to Surah Al-Qiyamah. Turn to verse 2. وَلَا أُقَسِّمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. Allah takes an oath on the reproaching nafs. See? Allah takes oath on something to honor something. The reproaching nafs, Allah wants to honor it. You are working on your nafs. You made a mistake. You made an error. But now you are sitting back and you are regretting. You're sitting in remorse and you're saying, why did I just act like that? Could I just not restrain this nafs? Could I just not control myself? Yes, Allah takes an oath on this. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 2. Then, let's move on. So, let's just focus one point here we share with you with regards to the second level of nafs, lawama. See, it's going to take time. I'm doing an evil deed. Allah forgive us. Allah protect us. Next time, I say, but I can't now carry on with this and do the same thing again. I've got to reproach. I've got to instruct. I've got to say. I have to put barriers. I put certain punishments in place. Pay some, give out some charity if I do this crime again. Then till this nafs becomes tamed, and then it just doesn't feed into evil. So that's lawama. Right, let's move on to mutma'inna. Mutma'inna, you turn to Surah Al-Fajr, verse 27. All of us have read it at some point of our lives. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, Allah addresses that nafs, the peaceful, and that peaceful nafs. Allah addresses, oh peaceful nafs. See, that's where we need to come to. Here's the dua we share with you. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made this dua. And this, we just focus on this part. I'm not going to give you the whole dua, I'll just give you this part. Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan bika mutma'inna tu'minu liqa'ik. So let's just, from here. Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan bika mutma'inna. So yeah. Oh Allah, I ask you, because for the awam it becomes difficult, more and more words. So let's make it highly simple. Allahumma, you know, inni, as'aluka, read, as'aluka, nafsan, bika, mutma'inna. So let's read together. Allahumma, inni, as'aluka, nafsan, bika, mutma'inna. Oh Allah, I ask you, I plead to you for such a nafs which is mutma'inna, which is content with you. Content with you. This is where we want to go to. Being content. That is what you're saying, Raditu Billahi Rabbah. You are contented at all levels. When you reach that level, Jannah becomes wajib for you. So recite this dua again. It's narration of Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir Li-Tabrani. So Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan. Allahumma inni as'aluka nafsan bika mutma'inna. Just stop there. It carries on, but we'll stop there. Let's go to the next level of the nafs. The next level of the nafs this year, it just goes towards, it gives you that whisper towards goodness. So you know, shaitan, whisper, and the inner nafs together, they're working and plotting towards evil. But when you tame this nafs, then it comes to this level here. And it then instructs towards khair. Tulhamul khair. It instructs towards khair. That's fourth level. Fifth level, radiyah. Have every condition, you're just happy with the decree of Allah. Radiyah. Sixth level, mardiyah. Now, if you look at the verse of Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse 8. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. This is a title, generally. It gives, it's referred to Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. But Surah Al-Bayyinah, yeah, for all of us. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. So there, Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. So there, some scholars have made it and changed it and said, Radia, radiallahu anha, that is Radia. And if you say, Mardiya, raditu anillahi ta'ala. There. Now the first, seventh level, so we did that fifth, sixth, seventh level. Kamila, idha saratil ibadatu adatan laha. Your nafs just becomes accustomed to doing good now. It just becomes accustomed. Salah time, nobody has to tell you nothing. First serve, they're trying to establish salah. Here and there you fall short, but generally. And then you look at the narration of Nasai. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. That, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hubbiba ilayya an-nisa'u wa-t-tib. Females and itar. These two have been made beloved to me. But, وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. That salah has been made the coolness of my eyes. Coolness of my eyes. So we must make this dua, Ya Allah, make salah the coolness of my eyes. My weakness, your weakness. We don't turn to salah, O Ummah. We're supposed to be turning to salah. Difficulties. I'm in a difficult situation. You are in a difficult situation. Why not establish salah? Start it. It's the solution to all our problems. You know these people, they will give you this and that advice and tell you this. But the crux of it all is what? If you see their advice, it is it's very cunning, it's very deceiving. It's not sincere. So there, it's not nasiha. But yeah, Allah Azza wa Jal tells you the means, the medium to get to Allah. It's not, you don't have to spend money for this. No, you have to spend time and effort. Then you will get this. Appreciation is where it's supposed to start. So let's start. Allahumma ja'alni muqima as-salah wa min dhurriyyati. Let's start with this. Allahumma ja'alni muqima as-salah wa min dhurriyyati. You make me one who establishes salah. Imagine great, great Anbiya alayhi as-salam, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi as-salam, who is, you will say, Abu al-Anbiya alayhi as-salam, the father of prophets of Anbiya alayhi as-salam, and he makes this dua. He is concerned about his salah, not just his salah, wa min durriyati, and my children, my progeny. They must be people who establish salah. So next salah, now just go. If you missed your Fajr salah, or you missed whichever salah previously, wherever you're in the world, go and make qada of it. Go and make qada. If you've missed so many that you don't remember, here's a rule, here's a lesson you can learn. When you're making intention, say, Ya Allah, from all the qada that I have, the first Fajr that I've missed, I'm reading that Fajr now. The first Fajr that I missed, I'm reading that Fajr now. And you carry on like this, like this, like this, until you are contented that I'm done with my salah. But you have to be honest. You can't just take a estimate that's going to suit your nafs now. Do something, introspect, and really try to put on paper. And accordingly to that, then you try to come to a solution, a pathway, inshallah. So let's start with this, in that self-reproaching process of our nafs. Let's focus on salah. Next salah, dhuhr salah, menfolk, make sure I'm in the masjid first. Make sure, I'll tell you what's the fear of when we speak on air. How many people are actually listening? How many people are actually going to practice? How many people are actually menfolk that is really going to the masjid and going to establish this year? And for the women folk, you at home, going to practice it. How many, that's the main concern. But let me see, let me not worry about you and the rest of the world. I need to worry about myself. I need to worry about myself. Let's have this mind and agenda, a good agenda. I need to worry about myself. Let me see now for my next salah. Let it not be that difficulty comes and then I say, I'm not going to go for salah. That is not the way of a believer. I just told you, as you're going to go more into deen, there are going to be challenges. Shaitan is going to whisper. And put all those wasawis in your mind, in your brains, and try to remove you. But you must say, hey, you know what? I know you're planning something here. I made a mistake previously, but this time I'm not going to do it again. So let's try and strive in this, in these avenues, O Ummah. Allah will grant us tawfiq. Allah will grant us barakah. Allah will grant us hidayah. Allah will grant us the best in this world and the year after. Is that not where we want to be? See this word nafs, right? Look how Allah Azza wa Jal uses it. Competition, one another. Nafsun, nafsun. Let's. That day we're going to be streaming. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. On this day, when you are still breathing, you have the time, you have the assets, you have the everything that is going your way. Perhaps some may not have the help, but to the best of your ability, Ya Allah, I'm weak. And you said, quote the verse and use this verse. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. See, this verse is verse 28, Surah An-Nisa. Use it and tell Ya Allah, I am weak. Admit I'm weak. Admit I'm at wrong. Admit faults. Then this nafsul lawwama, we're getting closer and closer. See, we're getting close. There's a progress. If yesterday and today is the same, there's no progress, I'm at a loss. If yesterday and today I'm not engaging in more good deeds, and I'm at a loss. If I don't even have iman, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا first prerequisite. Go just before that. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. So if I haven't got all of this here, iman, good deeds, promoting goodness, haq, and patience, then I'm at a loss. So let's make it, O Ummah, that we have this love. This love is backed by what? By action. I mean it, Ya Allah. I mean it, Ya Allah. And see, sometimes we're worried, this person is watching me, this person is watching me. But when you're practicing on the sunnah, you don't have to worry about no one. Ya Allah, you commanded me to do so, and this is the demand of love is in the sunnah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. Allah will make you beloved. So that is in the following tabi'ah we explained so many previous times. Right, complete following. We strive towards it. We are weak, but we are striving to the best of our ability. You can't stand due to age sickness, not youth who are using those dumbbells, bench pressing, all that in the gym, but come to the masjid chair. No. Let us be honest. So not for you, O youth, but you are sick, then you can sit. And you can't sit for you laying. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض. See, these are the key aspects to an intelligent person. That's who Allah defines as an intelligent person. And nafs, you control yourself, you bring yourself, that is an intelligent person. So let us try, O Ummah. Let's go back and let's tell you this. فَإِنَّ أَمَّارَتِي بِالسُّوءِ مَتَّعَدَتْ. Surely my soul which is laden with evil did not heed the advice. See ya. Allama Busayri Rahimullah, he is admitting my nafs is filled with evil. The key aspect to many of our faults and the progression of evil in our lives is what? Is we are our failure to admit that we are wrong. Modernists won't admit. He will justify. And that is just carrying us further and further into what? Into a dhulumat, greater and greater into darkness. Whereas the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes you out of darkness. It brings you into light. So let's focus on this. Let's see, lesson. Allama Busayri rahimullah is mentioning, verily my soul, which is laden with evil, did not heed the advice. And then he's saying, yes, it is. I'm not going to say you ignorant. I'm going to say first, I'm ignorant. مِنْ جَهْلِهَا بِنَذِيرِ الشَّيْبِ وَالْهَرَمِ. Due to the ignorance of the nafs, due to its ignorance from the warning by grey hair and grey and old age. Just a short teaser for the next two, for the next stanza. Rather, let's just focus on the next one. So, yeah, he says, وَلَا أَعَدْتُ مِنَ الْفَعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَاءً. And I've not prepared of good deeds a feast. When you go, it's that five menu, five spread, five star. You want the best in everything. Right? You want the best. 10-course meal, 9-course and all of this. Yeah. But why when it comes to deeds, we don't want the best. Then we hold back. No, man. We make excuses, justifications. Let's admit. Then let's say together, وَلَا أَعَدْتُ مِنَ الْفَعْلِ الْجَمِيلِ قِرَاءً. And I have not prepared of good deeds a feast. Then he says, ضَيْفٍ أَلَمَّ بِرَأْسِي غَيْرَ مُحْتَشَمِي. For guest has lodged on my head, nor did I honor him. See, that which is old age, grey hair, all this has settled on him, he is now reprimanding. See, this is what you say, النَّفْسُ اللَّوَى, reprimanding. So let us reprimand our nafs, O Ummah. We've come to the end of this program. We'll play the rest of the qasida for you. From us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بك خير الخلق كل فيهني من كل منادي لله محتسب يسطو بمستقبل.